guys, breaking news. Well, I guess maybe not breaking. It's been out for a little while, but on Saturday, the entirety of Lebanon was plunged into darkness with the electricity grid shut down completely after the small Mediterranean country's two main power stations reportedly ran out of fuel. So these power stations stopped working after supplies of diesel were apparently exhausted and energy production dropped below 200 megawatts. This is according to Sky News. A Lebanese official has confirmed to Reuters that the blackout is expected to last multiple days. The Lebanese power network has completely stopped working as of noon today, and it's unlikely that it'll work until next Monday, or at least for several days. So the official said the state electricity company would try to use the Army's fuel oil reserve to operate the power plants temporarily, but that wouldn't happen anytime soon. Now, they've known this has been coming for a while, and yet here it is. It happens anyway. Dark winter indeed. I guess it begins in Lebanon. Another story here in the Sun, basically telling the same story. Lebanon has been plunged into total darkness as 6 million people were left without energy as power stations run out of fuel. And of course, as they go into fall, it's getting cold there too. So they have no heat as well, unless they have backup sources. So are you ready? Because this is coming here too, to the United States. What do you think Biden keeps talking about? Dark winter, he keeps saying it. Well, soon we're gonna see it. Indeed, right here, over in full spectrum survival. Blackouts across the USA, gas prices go up 40%, at least in that one spot in California. We're already starting to see medicine shortages and supply chains aren't gonna see relief until 2023. But of course, we're going to see all kinds of things in the meantime. Natural disasters, war. Wow, guys, get ready. It's all here. We're in the tribulation hour, and it's late. So ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior today if you haven't already. He's the way, the truth, and the life, and no one gets to the Father but through him. The good news is all who call upon his name shall be saved. All right. Don't forget, don'tspeaknews.com, home base for everything else that we do, especially news that you can't speak about, which I'll be putting some more up there later tonight. So it'll be more about these mandates and what they're causing here in the United States, which is economic collapse, for one thing. But I'll be covering that here later tonight on don'tspeaknews.com. You can find everything else we do up here in the tabs, including Leland Jones videos and blogs, how to contact me, the podcast version of the show, the alternate video channels, and donations. We are listener-supported only. So if you'd like to support the channel, click that tab. And all the links to do so are right here. And we thank you very much for that. Okay. That's it for now. I'll keep my eyes on things as always. God bless. Take care. Johnny Storm, don't speak.